Thank you for joining us on this podcast from Hilltop United Methodist Church. Hilltop is located in Sandy, Utah, 985 East, 10,600 South. The locals would say we are just a little bit east of the intersection of 7th and 106th on 106th. God's blessings to you. We hope to see you on Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Peace be with you.
This looks like an intelligent group, right? You guys are, if I mention the word Ned Flanders, okay, I heard a little laughter there. Ned Flanders. Who's Ned Flanders? He's Homer's neighbor. Homer who? Homer Simpson's neighbor. You thought you were going to hear about the Bible. We'll get there. We'll get there, I promise you. We'll get there. Ned Flanders is Homer Simpson's neighbor. He's the neighbor you probably hope you never get. Is that right, Bob? I don't think so, Bob. I don't think so. And in about 1998 or so, Ned is saccharine sweet. Okay, never gets mad, never gets upset. Life is good. Everything about life is good. Homer detests him. Now, Homer's wife, she gets along with him sort of semi-okay, but Ned is the bane of Homer's existence. And he has a creche scene at his house. And lo and behold, this particular winter, they are going to have a storm. Forecasted for the storm to roll in. It's going to hit the town. And Ned has got to get out there and rescue baby Jesus from the manger scene. Got to rescue him. And Ned says, can you imagine what would happen? If baby Jesus gets loose, he could really do some damage. Have an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Now, the Jesus movement got loose. The best that the Romans could do, they wanted to bottle it up. They wanted to behead and kill leaders that were existed. They made it against the law to be a Christian. But somehow, in spite of all that, it got loose. It got out into the world. And it became dangerous. The idea became dangerous. Sadly, the people that were oppressed became the oppressors. And so we have this sad history, this sad story of Christendom and the way it had crusades and had inquests and had killed people because they thought they were witches and all of that. I don't think that's what was in their mind when they said that when baby Jesus could get loose, that he might be able to cause some damage. I just don't think that was the plan. We just sang a wonderful piece of music by a guy named Howard Thurman. I confess, before I got to Utah, I had never heard of Howard Thurman. I don't have any explanation as to how my education was so weak. I had taken special courses in black theology, black preaching, how to do things with a black background. Somehow, if the words Howard Thurman were ever mentioned, I missed it. Don't know. But it seems like about 20 years before Martin Luther King was at a lot of places where Martin Luther King was, Howard Thurman was there. For example, Martin Luther King graduated from Morehouse University in 1944. Well, Howard Thurman got his degree from Morehouse University in 1924. Martin Luther King went to Rochester to go to seminary. Where did Howard Thurman go to seminary? He went to Rochester, New York. Dr. Martin Luther King eventually got his PhD from Boston University, a Methodist church school, by the way. Okay, amen?
Amen.
Amen, all right. And the guy who was the director of the chapel there was Howard Thurman. Howard Thurman was a man who had met Gandhi in 1935. Gandhi was nobody in 1935. Nobody knew who Gandhi was, and Howard Thurman met him. And one of the things he took away from his conversation with Gandhi was this understanding of nonviolent resistance. Those of you that are students of history know that's exactly how Dr. King approached his attempt to change the way America looked at things, through nonviolent resistance. Howard Thurman was a mentor to Martin Luther King. The song we just sang is from a poem that he wrote. When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and the princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flocks, the work of Christmas begins. Then he tells us what it is. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among brothers, to make music in the heart. Boy, I tell you what, that's an idea, if it gets loose, could cause some trouble, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that idea, just if it was able to get loose out into the world, cause a little bit of trouble? It would shake up people's world. Those of you that are at worship here at Hilltop know who I'm about to read from. Who am I about to read from? Bonhoeffer. See, they know me. Am I that predictable? Yes. Bonhoeffer writes, "We have become used to the idea of divine love, of God's coming at Christmas. We no longer feel the shiver of awe, A-W-E, awe, of God's coming should arouse in us. We are indifferent to the message. We take only the pleasant and agreeable from that message and forget the serious aspect." And he gives it to us. God draws near to the people of our little earth. God lays claim to us. Could I have an amen on that one? What God invites us to do is to understand that we can let ourselves get stuck. These last 4 weeks and my Sunday service, I've been talking about how we get stuck in various ways, in various places. I would say to you that we can get stuck on Christmas Eve celebrating the baby Jesus being with us and forget this adult Jesus that calls us to be just a little dangerous in the world, to go out into the world and to make a difference in that world. Just as Howard Thurman is laying it out there for us, our task is not to get stuck on the angels, not to get stuck on the shepherds, not to get stuck on the good, on the wise men. But remember that our task is to take that great exchange that has happened, God coming down and being with us, God coming down and being weak with us, one of us, incarnate with us, in the flesh with us, is to take that and to see that our task is to go out into the world and be a little dangerous, make a little trouble on behalf of God in the world. And how do we do that? By remembering that there are those out there that are lost, those that are out there that are broken, those that are out there that insert where you think you might be of some help. God doesn't want us to get stuck on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. They're necessary. You can't get to the cross. You can't get to Easter without having gone through Christmas Day. But God doesn't want us to get stuck there. We can get stuck in various places in our lives. And what God invites us to do is to remember what Ned says, baby Jesus really gets loose out in the world. He could really do some damage in a good way. Homer, admittedly it was a Thanksgiving reflection, not a Christmas Eve, but he sits down one year at Thanksgiving and he says, "Oh Lord, on this blessed day, we thank you for giving our family one more crack at togetherness. Oh God, I am so thankful that people come in here tonight and we get one more crack at being together with each other and what it is that you invite us to do." Maybe the real message of Christmas, remembering that the work of Christmas goes on in July, in August, in September. And it's about focusing one more time on that idea of community, that idea of togetherness, that idea of reminding us that Jesus didn't stay in that manger. Jesus went out into the world and caused trouble. He made trouble in the world, which is what got him to that place right there. Maybe that's what happens if the baby Jesus gets loose and the damage he can do. He could make a big mess of various people's lives. I wonder if God is calling you, inviting you in some kind of way to let the baby Jesus loose in your life. What might that look like? What are your skills? What are your ideas? What are your passions? Hilltop's going to take on some passion this year with the subject of people that are homeless. I threw an idea out about 2 weeks ago and I said, our praise band plays at Salt Lake Rescue Mission once a month. I preach there once a month. Very different sermon than you preach here. Very different. And I said, wouldn't it be great if we could be the people that ladle the food up? I was overwhelmed with volunteers that wanted to go do that. We're going to be making some difference in God's world. We're not going to stay inside the building. We're going to deploy out into God's world. Now, wherever you're from, if you're from Ohio or from Texas, or there's nobody from Texas, are there? Wherever you might be from, I invite you to know that God invites you to go out into God's world. And remember that baby Jesus is loose. That baby Jesus is loose. And he invites you to go out there and cause some trouble. Let's be in an attitude of prayer. Gracious and loving God, we come to you this night looking for insight, wisdom. And we know that we can get stuck if we're not careful. Invite us to see that the task that is there for us is to leave that manger and to go out into your world and help those who cannot see to see. Help those who cannot hear to hear. Help those who are broken to be healed, because you have proclaimed the year of the Lord's favor. And all of God's children say, amen. Those of you I'd like to ask those who are going to help serve communion to go ahead and gather out in the lobby, the narthex, for a second. I'll call you back in a few minutes. If you'd, we have it projected, or we also have it in the hymnal here. I'm starting at the bottom of page 7. Now we're going to serve communion tonight by what's called intinction. That means that you're going to be handed a piece of bread by somebody. They're going to tear it off and hand it for you. In the next station, you're going to dunk that bread in a cup of grape juice. If we were Episcopalians, it'd be wine. But we're not. Now, for some of you, you may have some gluten issues. If you do have gluten issues, I want you to just sort of wait, because Cheryl and I we're going to serve the choir. There'll be four other stations out here, and then once we've got through serving the choir, we'll come back around here. And those of you who want to have a gluten related issue, you can come on forward, and we'll serve you there. Bottom of page 7. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. My guess is that's part of why you're here tonight, is that you seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Michael, here we go. There we go. Thank you. Here we go. Merciful God,
we confess that we have not loved
Let me invite you to pray quietly for a moment, thinking about maybe the words of Howard Thurman, maybe the words of Homer Simpson, maybe the words of Ned Flanders, and asking yourself the question of, what's God calling me tonight to say? What is God calling me tonight to do? What is God calling me tonight to be in God's world? I invite you now to go back out into this gorgeous Utah night. I invite you to go back out in that night and celebrate togetherness, celebrate community, celebrate an opportunity that God gives us one more time to be family. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, all of God's children say, Amen.
Thank you for joining us on this podcast from Hilltop United Methodist Church. Hilltop is located in Sandy, Utah, 985 East, 10,600 South. The locals would say we are just a little bit east of the intersection of 7th and 106th on 106th. God's blessings to you. We hope to see you on Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Peace be with you.